Are you ready? It's time for another great infotaining show filled with power-packed business and life information. Welcome to Your Future Is Now with your host, Jim Grant, and co-host, Don McGrath. Want to know how to create a fantastic TED Talk? Or how you can become an author or a speaker or build your own online business? Maybe it's reaching a level of success in your life that you deserve. Their show is designed to provide information to assist you towards your success and destiny. Each week, Jim and Don will interview a special guest and share exciting lessons. So grab a pen and paper. Take some notes. Thanks for joining the show. Now, here's Jim.
Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Grant. Your Future Is Now is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com. And before we get going, I just want to say thank you so very much for subscribing to the show. Thank you so much for sharing our show. We really do appreciate it. And we will always strive to try to live up your expectations about providing first-class infotainment for all of you networkers out there and all you business people and all you folks out there just trying to get your head above the rest of the crowd, because we walk to the beat of a different drum here at SpeakersPathway.com. Last week, I want to share a little story with you, if I may. Robert W. Jones is with us today. He's our guest, and he's with Network Together out in Phoenix, Arizona. He's got an event coming up 1 week from the day there in Chandler, Arizona, called iNetwork Expo. Well, anyway, Robert, a few weeks ago, he got in touch with me, and he says he wanted an article on me and Don there in his new magazine. And okay, so he put us in touch with Brian K. Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T. And so Brian got to know us, and he said, wow, you guys are really something. He actually has a show here on TogoNet. And he offered us a deal we couldn't refuse. He was going to put us in his magazine if we would let him be on our show. And the man has been a host of his own show here on TogoNet. And he's been here since 2012. And Success Profiles is his show. His magazine we're going to be in is called Success Profiles Magazine. And we owe that to Robert W. Jones. And Dandy Don is, he'll be with us in a couple of minutes. He's still trying to kickstart his computer. So let me say hello to Robert W. Jones. How you doing, Robert?
Hey, I'm doing good there, Jim. How are you doing?
Oh, just superb. Just so glad to be here. So glad to have you here, because we're going to be talking about networking today, and networking is your game. Am I correct on that, sir?
That is absolutely correct. I'd have to say for the last 10 years or so, I've really been a student of networking and what entrepreneurs need. And one of the first needs they need is clients. And what better way to do it than networking personally?
Absolutely, because all clients start as, you might say, kind of like, you might know them a little bit, but most of them are strangers. And the first person they've got to get to know is you. And the most important way for them to get to know who you are is by sharing your message with them. And that's why speaking is very, very important. And also, speaking is one of the pillars of networktogether.net. That's networktogether.net. They're in Phoenix, Arizona. Robert and Sean Jones, they head that organization. And speaking of pillars, you have a total of 5 pillars. Is that correct, sir?
Yeah, that's correct. And, you know, I'd be remiss to say that, you know, Sean would agree with me. We have a whole boatload of team members that help us, you know, put Network Together on at every chapter, at every event, and every meeting and mastermind that we have. It's almost like a 24/7 with over 1,000 meetings and events every year now.
Wow, that's really amazing. Folks, can you imagine getting lined up with people like that? Because Don and I, we personally know these folks. We've been to several of their events. We're going to be at their event next week on the 24th Thursday. And we're going to be there, and we're looking forward to that, because those people, when Don and I come in there, I come from Texas, Don comes in from Colorado Springs, they welcome us like distant cousins. I mean, it just didn't get any gooder than that, you know?
Oh, absolutely. I always feel like when we get to talk to him, It's amazing for me because I grew up in Texas. So when I get to hear you talk, I just think memories flood my mind of growing up in Garland, living in Denton and Dallas and Austin. And here you are. And you know, my parents lived in Kerrville, Texas, of all places. Just a beautiful area. And then, you know, one of the co-founders, I may have told you this before, but one of the co-founders of Network Together, her name's Charlene Treme. She is actually a professional yodeler, and she lives in Fredericksburg, Texas.
She moved back there,
and she's a professional yodeler. And wow. That was my co-founder, you know, many, many years ago. And, you know, I'm just excited to be able to say her name on your show.
Well, thank you very much, because, ladies and gentlemen, if you've ever been to Fredericksburg, Texas, you know what it's like. It's a beautiful town. It's tourism is just a wonderful place to stop. They got great food, great shops, beautiful scenery. And just a few miles east of Fredericksburg, a lot of people don't know where it is a place called Looking Back, Texas.
That is right.
And I've been to Looking Back, Texas, and they have a sign there, Population 3, but it's really grown over the years. When I first went there, it was back in the late 80s, early 90s, and it was just a very small place. There wasn't much going on. They've really commercialized it. And it's a great place to go visit, because that's exactly where Willie and Waylon, that's the place where they made the song.
Jesse
about
Coulter, you know, yeah, Waylon, Willie, yeah, and the boys.
Yeah, yeah. Jesse was Waylon's wife, and man, oh man, it's just, you know, they wanted to, after they got to stardom, and then what they wanted to do was return back and get away from it all and have some peace and quiet.
And, well, that's right. Well, you mentioned one of the things that I think that, you know, you talked about the first pillar of Network Together, and our first pillar, we're very aligned with Speaker Pathway, and that the first pillar is the power of public speaking and finding your voice. You know, we found, you know, one, you know, just start, you know, start by standing up, you know, clarifying your message, you know, having the ability to, you know, convey to others who you are and what you do. And many times when people start their entrepreneurial journey, they're unsure of what their message looks like, and they're unsure about how it will be received in a room, you know. But it's like anything. You got to start crawling before you walk, and then once you start walking, then you can get to running. And that's what I love about partnering with Speaker Pathways is we both are aligned, and we both have a clarity on what we want to do with entrepreneurs.
Absolutely, because Don and I, we've been there, and when you go to these high-dollar speaking academies, me and Don, we went to the same courses there. It was 9 days long, and it cost us $17,500. Now, in addition to that cost, you've got travel cost, you've got hotel cost, you've got meals on the road cost. It starts adding up. And Don and I, we thought, well, you know, the average person can't afford that.
Right.
And we wanted to make something very, very affordable and very, very realistic. And that's why we created the Speakers Pathway Coalition. And hopefully Don will get on here in the next few minutes, because there's a lot of things I know he wants to say. But,
you know, I want to jump in here with you on this, Jim, because, you know, one of the things that I found is, you know, entrepreneurs need three things. They need access to information, they need access to people, and they need access to inspiration. You know, and one of the things that I like about, you know, I love about the Speaker Pathway and what we do in Network Together is we understand that true personal and business development is not a sprint. It's a marathon. And many times when you go to these seminars and you outlay so much money, you know, you have the people and you may get the information and you get some inspiration. But at the end of the day, you know, 9 days turns into 90 days, 90 days turns into 900 days. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden that information and the people and the inspiration wears off. Whereas, you know, every month you guys provide great content, both in person and through webinars, to your trainees.
Yes, sir, we do. We try to keep people, you know, going, and because everybody needs help. That's the one thing that we saw. We're kind of like a finishing school. We create them from the beginning, and we take them through there, and then we're able to put our people on stages, and we are developing that more and more and more. And Don and I are very excited about that, because we tease Don. He's a speaking geek. He really is. But what Don really is, he's a master speaker trainer.
Well, and when you bring people together that are like-minded and they're properly motivated, and the like with Network Together, you create a safe place for people to take those baby steps to start clarifying their message and their voice. And then as they get more confidence, they start looking for larger audiences and they start looking for additional outlets to be heard. And I think that's what the magic is about it. You know, the personal development, you know, the education's from the outside, but the real development's what happens on the inside.
You're exactly right about that. And, you know, Don and I, when we saw that, and we says no one's helping the little person get from where they are to where they want to be.
Yeah.
And that takes time. It takes courses. We have, I think, about 30 something courses there. We're actually adding some more courses as we go forward. I'm working on two myself and Don's working on some. But it also takes weekly coaching calls to keep people and you know, for the coaches, you know, for someone to say, hey, I've got this problem here, to visit with them. We have coaching calls every single week. We have a gamification system there that helps people who we know whenever they're getting, you know, when they're progressing and advancing, we know, and this also gives us signs of people that's maybe getting dropped behind. We try to contact them, stay in touch with them. And one of the beautiful things that we do is that when a person reaches a certain levels, like Angel Marie Monticelli, one of your members, one of our members,
yeah,
she qualified. We've already had her on our radio show, not once, but twice. And that's a huge benefit for someone.
Well, but here's the thing that people don't understand sometimes. When they look on the outside, they see the training. But really, the power goes back, Jim, into the people. Because, you know, it's one thing to have a training, but it's another thing to accelerate that training by having other people that are encouraging you and helping you and even critiquing you at times to become stronger and better.
You're exactly right. And one of the things that Don and I saw take off that we were not expecting, to be honest with you, we saw members helping each other because it's a true coalition, and that's when it gets electrifying, that's when it gets fun. And you know what, ladies and gentlemen, everybody needs a home.
Absolutely.
And that's exactly what we created. We've got just about 20 seconds left here, I think, something like that, before our first commercial break. Don sent me a message. He says, this thing is slow updating, so we're just going to have to do double duty here. We'll be right back right after these messages.
SpeakersPathway.com is the proud sponsor of Your Future Is Now, a show dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the vision and mission of Speakers Pathway. Dr. Sony Jackson's expertise is on the art of marketing while cultivating a long-term customer relationship in your business world. Do you know what to say or how to deliver your message to complete strangers? If so, Sony can help you. Tamara Hunter is a cancer survivor and works with people to focus their message or mission to the audience they want to reach. Do you feel called to create a movement to make the world a better place? If so, Tamara can help you. For additional information from any of our executive training directors, go to speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
Notice that no matter how carefully you put the Christmas lights away, they still come out all kringle-crangled and jitterty-jitterty the next year. Christmas tree lights were invented in 1882 by Thomas Edison, and by 1900, these miniature versions of his electric light bulb were being advertised to the public. In 1895, Grover Cleveland proudly sponsored the first electrically lit Christmas tree in the White House, featuring more than 100 multicolored lights. By the next Christmas, members of high society were hosting flambustious Christmas tree parties. Of course, in those early days, the services of a wireman had to be obtained, as many people had considered electricity as a bit of a bugaboo. It's marching neighborhood. I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Word.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Grant. Your Future Is Now is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com. And with us today, we have one of our networking organizations that's a great network out there in the Phoenix area and other areas as they're expanding. Network Together is headed by the owner and the founder and CEO, Mr. Robert W. Jones. Robert, welcome back, brother.
Hey, thanks, Jim. I mean, when I hear that entry music, I feel like I just need to get up and dance around in my office every time I hear that.
Yeah, I hear. We really like that. That music is the instrumental version of A Lone Cool Woman in a Black Dress by the Hollies. It's a 1972 hit, and so we enjoy that, and it's a good lively. It reminds me of that old Carole King song, I Feel the Earth Move Under My Feet, you know?
Yes. Oh, man. And I tell you what, when you have a power of a strong voice, and that's what you train at Speaker Pathways, you can make that earth shake tremendously.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Because speaking is very, very critical because it enables a person to get their message across. And most importantly, it enables them to do a call to action if someone is motivated, because, you know, so many times people want to get up there and tell their story. No one wants to hear your story.
Well,
people want to hear.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, I mean, you know, the power of storytelling, the power of being seen, the power of showing up, you know, all these things. I mean, they do take effort. And, and I tell people when they start this journey, you know, again, you know, we talked about in the earlier segment, you know, this is not a sprint. It's a marathon. You know, when you start the journey of speaking and clarifying the message and helping others and bringing value, you know, like Jim Rome says, you start to understand that you're in the business of saving lives. You know, you're in the business of understanding that, you know, you're not here to be the world's best average. You're doing things for others because you're seeking greatness, and you can help others achieve their greatness. It's all about serving each other. And and one of the things, if you don't have the power of voice and a clear message, you're not going to be able to save as many people. Wouldn't you agree, Jim?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Because Don and I, we teach people about this, and we emphasize always start with the end result in mind. Who will your message help? And then your delivery should be all about how you can help them get from where they are to where they want to be.
Yeah, you know, absolutely. And in our chapters, we have we're going to go up to 18 chapters on a weekly basis here in Arizona.
Holy smokes.
You know, and it reminds me of what Stephen Covey said, you know, begin with the end in mind. And, you know, There is, you know, people are looking for results, but in a lot of time, you know, people want to see, oh, did they add more members, or did they, you know, get more money, or do they have more clients? But, you know, a part of that gets lost when you think so much about results. You know, you know, part of the journey is having the process to get those results.
Yes, you're exactly right. When you were saying that, what popped in my mind was one of our executive training directors, Bill Heinrich.
Yes.
And we have a lot of complimentary gifts there at speakerspathway.com. Just go there and click on the complimentary gifts right there in the center. All of our executive training directors offer free complimentary gifts. There are no strings attached. They won't chase you around and try to sell you something else. It's a true complimentary gift. But Bill Heinrich talks about get out of your head, because that's all physical. And that's what Robert was talking about. They get focused on the numbers, they get focused on this, and they get focused on that. And then you lose your true effectiveness. Your effective calling is for you to be able to share your blessing with others, help people get from where they are to where they want to be. The numbers going to take care of themselves.
Yes, absolutely. You know, and here's something else. And, you know, I think Don's going to be joining us here in just a second.
He's on the saddle.
But, you know, one of the things, and I hope you gentlemen agree with me on this. Why in Network Together is public speaking the first pillar? It's a question I never receive, but I'm going to go ahead and ask the question to myself. You know,
okay, good. I might get it wrong. Go ahead.
You know, because in my opinion, In everything that I see entrepreneurs do in their life, they work so hard on what they do. Mm-hmm. If they're an accountant, they need to get certified and get training. If they're a realtor, same, certified and training. They go to classes. You know, they learn new skills. Engineering's as well. You know, mm-hmm. but one of the things that I found in public speaking is it's one of the actual few crafts where, you know, you're not necessarily working for most of us. I mean, some are professional speakers, you know, mm-hmm. so that is their craft. But for most of us, when you work on the craft of public speaking as an entrepreneur, you're really actually working on yourself.
Yes. Yes, you are. You're absolutely correct because I think Dandy Don's with us. Are you with us, Dandy Don?
Yes, I am. Sorry for the technical glitches.
Hey.
I was foiled by Microsoft updates. They totally like had me locked up, but you know, it happens, right? Yeah. And I agree that, you know, public speaking in business is extremely important. It's about having your message be crystal clear and then having the confidence to step into your business, right? The owner of your business and be able to communicate clearly with people what you do.
Oh yeah. You know, it's kind of like if someone comes to your house, let's say you get two or three plumbers that come to your house, give you an estimate on working in your house, which one would you feel have the most confidence in? The one that gives you that shares his message in such a positive way, you know, telling you how he's going to improve your house, your plumbing, mm-hmm. and provide good quality work at a reasonable price. That's what you buy is confidence in that person. And that's the same thing that's very, very critical when you're out there and you're networking with others. It should be, how can I, you know, instill confidence in this person and that they will allow me to go with them on their journey and help them get from where they are to where they want to be. That's what speaking to me in a kind of like of a simple way is looking at it. It really is, because that's what it's about.
Yeah, it's about like, you know, what is that it factor? Well, you know, for me, that it factor means that you're able to convey in confidence a clear message, you know, that resonates with other people, that they can identify you to get to that golden standard or even platinum standard of I know you now, at least I mm-hmm. feel like I do. I can like you and I can trust you to do yeah. business with my mother.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
Or myself.
Oh, yeah, you bet. That's very, very critical. That's what people buy first. They buy you. And Dandy Don, we were talking about you and talking about what a great master speaker trainer you are and all those wonderful things. But you and I were super, super honored. And this is a way, this little tidbit of how when you're blessed, it just flows. I'll explain how Robert called me and says, hey, I want you guys in my magazine. And we did an article there and interviewed with Brian K. Wright. And Brian K. Wright was impressed with us and what we do and how we do it, and found out we were both on the same here on TogiNet. And we were blessed to be put in his magazine, too. We were not expecting that, were we, sir?
No, I mean, and things just happen, right? Things come. Mm-hmm. Things just happen that when your heart's in the right place, and you can clearly convey where you're coming from and what you do, you know, people are attracted to that. And I think that's what Robert's saying, is that mm-hmm. when you can clearly and confidently say what you can do and how you can help, and you instill confidence. That's right. Like, I would allow you to do business with my mother. I love that line, Robert.
Well, you know, and I look like this. It's like, you know, one of the things I hear, and I always try to look at a different perspective. You know, I hear this terminology about being hungry. You know, you got to have hunger and you have to go for it and you have to get it and you have to want it. And that's the desire and whatnot. You know, and I agree, you have to have a certain amount of hungry, you know, but hungry doesn't also goes back to, it doesn't mean just having end results. Mm-hmm. You know, am I hungry? Am I thirsty for personal development? Am I hungry to be a better person today than I was yesterday? You know, am I hungry to connect people with each other to help them further their dreams and their wants and desires. And there's a lot of, you know, misunderstanding with networking in my world. You know, people say, well, networking's outdated, it's outmoded, it's not needed, there's digital technologies, there's all this other stuff. And I say to that, no, networking now is needed more than ever, you know, but yeah. It's good networking that's needed more than ever.
Yeah, you're exactly right, because we're social creatures. We need that social contact, and we also need to know that the person that we're talking with is someone that we can, you know, trust, and they got our backs. They're not in it just for trying to get the credit card out of our pocket.
Right.
And, yeah, because
I have something else. I have something else that's it's a term that is not heard often, but you know. If I don't find it, I'll create it. It's called social practice. And one of the things that I found is in networking, being that we are social creatures, if we practice the art of communication with others, then when we amplify our voice through digital media, our message becomes way more clear, right? Clearer when we actually amplify and digitize it. And I found that those who are good in-person communicators tend to be very good communicators when they amplify their voice through digital technologies.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And, you know, Dandy Don and I, one of the things that we were paid a compliment by, the lady who promotes our shows, who advertises for us, she told the owner of the station that Don and Jim, I really enjoy working with them. And one of the things that they do, they get it. They realize that the guest and their information they're sharing with the audience is a lot more important than they are. And I know yes. that to be a fact, because we just kind of like facilitate over it. And sometimes Donna, you know, give me a choke chain and yank on it every now and then, you know.
And, you know, Robert, you bring up digital technology. And, you know, one thing, it's a little known fact that speaking, when it's done well, you can convert between 20% and 60%. And in the digital realm, that's crazy, right? We're talking like, you know, 1%, 10%. So it right. really has a special uniqueness to it when it comes to reaching out and attracting people.
Yeah, really. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, it really does. Go ahead, Robert.
You know, and that's one of the things that I think that gets missed mm-hmm. by social practice. You know, by communicating with each other in person, it can't help but hone in your skills when you amplify it to the digital world. But even at the best of all possible worlds, you'll get practice.
We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
This show, Your Future Is Now, is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com. And just like the show, we are dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the same vision and mission of helping people to find their future. Is fear holding you back from your calling or your life mission? Do you struggle with taking that first step? If so, Bill Henrich is our catalyst to help you create perspectives with new possibilities that will bring you more peace, more joy, more love in your life and freedom. Do you struggle trying to build your strategy? Do you know how to reach your end results? If not, Gigi Ames is your expert in strategy and helping you create your step-by-step game plan to reach your finish line. For more information on creating the life you want to live, reach out to Bill Henrich. Or if Gigi Ames can help you with building your strategy with your end goal in sight, go to speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
It's words you never heard.
Well, skunks are making the news again. Seems everyone has a skunk story. A friend of mine was dozing on the couch on her patio when she felt something furry brush up against her hand. She thought it was her cat until she smelled a terrible odor. I was petting a skunk, she told me. What's a word for shocked? Timey-wimey. In Colorado, a wildlife officer was called to help a skunk whose head was stuck in a peanut butter jar. After tugging for 10 minutes, they finally freed the critter and it ran away without spraying anyone. Guess that was a fair trade, otherwise known as quitter for quatter. In Minnesota, it's illegal to tease a skunk. What's a word for teasing a skunk? Tan-tan-tanning, wart-wardling, and downright foolish.
It's Margin Neighborhood.
I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Word.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Grant. Your Future Is Now is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com. And with me today is Dandy Don McGrath, co-founder of SpeakersPathway.com. And Dandy Don, right before the break, Robert was into a very intense conversation there. He's wanting to share a point. Would you be kind enough to introduce him and let him do his thing, brother?
Absolutely. So, Robert, you were sharing about social practice. So lay it on us. Tell us your thoughts.
Well, and what I see when I'm talking about social practice is when we actually are in the same room, you know, human beings interacting with each other, we get the full complement of all language, both verbal and nonverbal. And many times, you know, people think when they're communicating in the digital construct, they think that they're getting the full complement of communication, and they really aren't. You know, and so what happens is if they start, you know, marathoning into the digital world, you know, of communication, you know, it's a little bit closer to actually being more of a learned knowledge, because, you know, the development of the other senses and the engagement and, you know, people's resonance starts to disappear over time. And I call it like social loss or social, you know, losing touch with others. And what I found with is those who actually, you know, do social practice, the activity knowledge of standing up and giving 30-second commercials or doing 10-minute presentations or, you know, writing a script, etc., you know, for people in the audience, you know, tend to have more clarity in their message over time than those who choose not to.
Yeah, you're exactly right. You know, Dandy Don, you know, you probably heard me say this more than once, was Robert was saying that the thing that comes to my mind that shows you the disconnect, how many times have we been on the computer trying to get in touch with customer service and you can't speak to a human? That just really grinds me.
Yeah, it's definitely can be a frustrating situation. And to add to what Robert was saying, you know, I think when you just think about it, you know, if you have spent significant time doing digital marketing and email marketing and social media marketing, you'll know the rules change all the time. That what worked 6 months ago doesn't work today, and it doesn't work 6 months from now. And that's because it's so new. But you know what? The art of talking to one another, the art of our visual cues about what it means in our body language, that's been around for how long, Robert? So, you know, that doesn't change.
200,000 years.
Yeah.
And, you know, and we can't forego that because, you know, people are modeled differently. And I come from, I used to work on databases and create applications and whatnot. And at the end of the day, we still haven't gotten to the point where it's beyond linear, you know, it's very linear. So, you know, what is it that you lose by not having social practice? Well, the first and probably most important thing that you lose is just true awareness of the community that you serve. And, you know, and then from there, you know, we have a terminology called garbage in, garbage out. So if you're losing an awareness of your audience and your own voice, that what does that mean? It means the next step is you start to muddle your clarity, you know, and that goes back to Don and Jim, that the voice that we're talking about. Do you have clarity in your message? And then finally, when you get to that end point where you're getting close to results in your offer for services or products, you know, you lacked the awareness with your audience, you lack the clarity in your message, and then all of a sudden over time you wonder why do my sales are going down? You know, why do my results not look like I thought they would be? Because I began with the end in mind. But the thing is they fail to carry through the process. And that's one of the most important things, you know, to get to the end results is you have to caretake each and every piece of that process from seed to shelf to deliver the trust, you know, and the desire for people to utilize your, you know, services and products and to refer you.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And that you said that very, very well. And I know that Don, you're looking very forward to being on the panel there Thursday at the iNetwork Expo, aren't you, sir?
I am so excited. I think I'm speaking late in the day when the party's going to be getting started with all the raffles and stuff. And
I actually have Don and Jim both going up there. So Jim, you're not going to hide on us there. I'm going to get you both up there. We're going to have a great time.
You guys are going to throw tomatoes and stuff at us in there? No, if it's going to be a Halloween theme, all I got to do is just show up naturally because I take my Halloween face in where I go, you know. But we're looking forward to it. We really are. And however we can be, you know, Don and I, when we go to speak in front of someone, our attitude is, you know, we're not nervous. We're not concerned because we're looking at how can we deliver our message to bless these people, and most importantly, make it worth their time to listen to us. That's the key, isn't it, Don?
It is. Delivering value and everything else takes care of itself. But I love what you're saying about clarity of message, you know, because we all have so many ways that we can help people. I can help people by swinging a hammer. I can help people who are rock climbers. I can help people who are entrepreneurs, executives. But you know what? You can't market to all those groups at the same time. So it becomes critically important in terms of your marketing and your business, who you serve.
Yeah, I call it the who, how philosophy. The first thing is, you know, who are you serving? And then really, you know, how? And when I say how, it's like the one thing about word of mouth and that 200,000 years of awareness that we have to get to clarity is, you know, how am I delivering that message? Am I a willing participant or am I dragging my feet? See, that is one of the things that I believe that separates those who are very successful public speakers than those that are not, you know. It, you know, and I think that we can all have differing levels of public speaking. I mean, you know, some are natural, but all of us can learn, you know, the traits, you know, and the tips and tricks of being great public speakers. Mm-hmm. But, you know, some of the greatest speakers, you know, they may not be the most traditional, you know, public speakers or even professional speakers, but the message and the feeling and the attitude that they give, and this is that 20 to 60% I think you're talking about, Don, is you don't know how, you know, they do what they love and they love what they do and it carries across in their message. And how can, you know, our mind says this, you know, because we buy what we see more than what we hear. You know, we buy what we see more than what we hear. And if we see someone who cares that much, you know, and delivers from both the heart and the head, how can we not, you know, sign up, you know, have services provided by, you know, create a one-on-one with or sit down and have a meeting with? And that is the difference. That is the difference of what, you know, digital technology is from, you know, personal technology, and that's really networking. And I'll give you one last thing. I am on this. I remember I had a one-on-one with Alex Stern, and he was the founder of or co-founder of the Constant Contact. And I remember he used to tell me something. He sat me down. He said, "You know, Robert, you know, let me tell you something about digital technology. I made a lot of money on digital technology, but those are the drips. You know that you drip your message." But the thing is it's all about the end of the day about brand. But he's like, when you're working with people, you know, you deliver your $1 million messages in person. You know, and I remember that. He's like, you know, if I'm delivering $1 million message, it's not going to be in a text. It's not going to be through a Facebook post. And it's certainly not going to be because I reached out with them on LinkedIn. You know, I'm going to pick them up on the phone. I'm going to get on a plane. I'm going to take my Uber there and I'm going to meet with them because people still matter.
Yes, they do. And people want to be recognized and feel like they matter. And that's extremely, extremely important. Also, share with us a little bit more. We got about 3 minutes, but let's hear a little bit more about iNetwork Expo coming up.
Well, I'm really excited. The iNetwork Expo doors open about 8:30 a.m. We start off the event. I get up there, and I clown around. I like to get us started with a bunch of excitement. And in the morning time frame, we start off with two panels. Our first panel is a health and wellness panel. We have four experts. And, you know, the theme is, like, why does health and, you know, why does health matter to, being wealthy? And so that's going to be kind of the theme of the first panel. The second panel is investing and real estate. So we have a couple of different panels, but, you know, we have a couple of panels. Then we go into our speaker time frame, and we have Jay Fassett from JVology coming on board, and he's going to be talking about the power of joint ventures like we have here. And then after that, Laura Langmeyer is going to be talking about money mindset. And that's all happening before lunch.
Wow. That's really amazing, I tell you. And the thing, ladies and gentlemen, if someone is in the Chandler area, how can they get to iNetwork Expo? Would you be kind enough to give them the address and the date and time?
Absolutely. The address is 1733 Northrop Road, Chandler, Arizona. And we have a website that's inetworkexpo.com. Again, that's inetworkexpo.com. So really, if you're an entrepreneur or a business owner or an influencer or an upcoming speaker, this really is the place to be, you know, because we're going to be training, the mindsets of all these different type of communities, you know, in such a way that everyone's going to get value. You know, from each panel, from each speaker, and each time frame, and really, you know, we make it cost conducive. So even someone who still has their training wheels on as an entrepreneur, you know, the babypreneur, you know, they can come in there, and it's only $15 for a single ticket or $20 for two tickets to come to our event. You know, and what's really cool is we also feed you, so you can't beat that.
Oh my goodness, yeah, that's for sure. And, you know, it's really amazing because, ladies and gentlemen, Don and I, we've been to a couple of the events before. And the most important thing is you have a chance to network with the people, get to know them. And there's, you know, they're just fantastic people. They really are. And I can't say enough about how excited I am about going there. And I know, Don, you're excited about going there too, aren't you?
We are. In fact, we've got our whole team coming.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back right after these messages.
Your Future Is Now is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com, and just like the show, we are dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the same vision and mission of helping people define their future. You may have heard that a picture is worth 1,000 words. Well, a video is worth 1,000 pictures. Koji Simaldi says, if you're not using video in 2019, you're going to get left behind. Most people feel lost or confused when it comes to marketing. Preston Martelli is a marketing guru whose strategies are both art and science in growing your business. Preston helps you make the right decisions that are predictable, measurable, and scalable. For additional information about Koji, Preston, or any of our executive training directors, go to our website at speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
Did you know one-third of population suffers from bad breath?
Several years ago, a New York City doorman was actually suspended from work because people were complaining about his bad breath. Other words for foul-smelling breath are halitosis and ozostomia. So, what are common causes of ozostomia? Coffee is a problem because it's very acidic, and bacteria reproduce faster in an acid environment. Candy and gum contain sugar, which is also a problem because sugar feeds the bacteria that cause bad breath. Alcohol is another culprit. What's another name for cheap wine? Plonk, slip slop, or stinky bus?
It's Margin Day.
I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Word.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Grant. Your Future Is Now is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com. And we want to thank you for listening to us, subscribing to us, and downloading our show and all on podcasts and listen to us on iTunes. And as a thank you, we'd like to give you some complimentary gifts. Please go to SpeakersPathway.com. And Dandy Don, would you be kind enough to share one or two of the complimentary gifts there they can get? In fact, they can get
absolutely
them all, can't they?
Absolutely. You know, we were talking about public speaking and how important it is to send a clear message. There's another aspect to that, that nowadays, you know, people look to you not only to be an expert, but also to be a little bit of a celebrity. I call it a celexpert. And
yes,
one great way to do that is give a great TED talk. Get on a TEDx stage, give a great talk, and it can really boost what you're doing. I actually had somebody I coached on a TEDx stage. She just booked a sweet book deal because of her TEDx talk. So we actually have training. Go to our homepage, speakerspathway.com. Right at the top, there's a menu that says TEDx training. Click on that and you get some really fantastic training on how to get on a TEDx stage and give a great TEDx talk.
Thank you there, Dandy Don. That's a good pointer. And, you know, we got Mr. Robert W. Jones with us from Phoenix, Arizona. And Robert is the founder and he is the CEO of NetworkTogether.net. And we're going to be going to his event next Thursday out in Chandler, Arizona. And I think that a website is iNetworkExpo. Is it .com? Am I correct on that, Robert?
Yes, it's .com, iNetworkExpo.com.
And right before the break, you were sharing with us some of the things that's going on before lunch. I mean, I thought we was already getting down to where the sun was setting, you know?
That is right. I mean, and then after we have our bellies full, what's really great, we have Adam Kipnis is going to be taking a panel, and his panel is going to be on sales performance and marketing. And, you know, one of the messages that I've learned from him is if you're a really good marketer, you don't have to sell that hard because they understand clearly what you're offering and what type of, you know, if it's a return or if it's new clients or if it's a larger audience, et cetera. If your message is right, people will come looking for you because you've hit the spot of need that they desire to have satisfied. And then after that, we have Jill Lublin's going to be coming down. She worked with guerrilla marketing, the guerrilla marketing concept, and mm-hmm. she's a master at publicity and public relations, and she's going to be giving us an hour talk. We're going to have another break of about an hour and a half, 2 hours of networking, and then the real fun starts. I have these two crazy gentlemen coming in from Texas and Colorado. We have Dandy Don, and we have Jim Grant, Master Sergeant, coming up on stage, and we're going to have some fun, and we're going to change some lives, aren't we, guys?
And get the party started at the end.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It's going to be awesome.
You know, there's an old saying, right? What's that old saying? You know, I mean, you want to deliver the best, but you always got to save the best
for last.
Of the best.
Absolutely.
For last.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Oh, my goodness. We're really looking forward to it because knowing that we'll be able to, you know, sit there and or be there in front of the folks and share some information with them about how important it is to get their message out. My goodness gracious, that's just truly an honor because in delivering your message, it's not what you want to say, it's what people need Notice I said need.
Yes, need.
They need to hear. That's why you're there. And that's just the bottom line. And Dandy Don, I tell you, you talked about the TEDx talking and all that. And I mean, you were a coach. You had to replace the guy or person could not make it at Cocoa Beach, right?
Yeah, there's a TEDx event in Cocoa Beach earlier this year in the springtime. And the person who was going to do the speaker coaching, they had some kind of a personal issue and they couldn't do it. So I got a tap on my shoulder saying, hey, would you like to do this? And I was like, wow, this just sounds like an awesome, fun, challenging. I'm the speaking geek. I just love it. So I said, yeah. So I coached 8 speakers and it was a phenomenal experience. And they just really gave great talks.
Yeah, as a result of that, Don was the main person there involved with a national organization and creating talks for their organization because they had become what we call male, pale, and stale, and they couldn't attract the younger people. And they were so impressed with the training that Don did, and I was the MC there, that he let me know a couple of days in advance, oh, Jim, you're the MC. Okay, thanks for the heads up on that. And Don, right now, you're looking for some speakers, and we're going to be sharing that information on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at our event right after the iNetwork Expo, and we're inviting some of the people from Network Together who are going to be there at iNetwork Expo to that event. Would you share a little bit about that talk there, sir?
Yeah, it's going to be so much fun. It's called the Entrepreneur Accelerator Summit. And it's just a load of training from our executive team on, you know, marketing yourself, getting clear on your message, your branding. It's just, you know, mindset. There's incredible, incredible training on Friday. And then on Saturday, Jim and I are going to do a load of speaker training. We're going to bring it full on and give tons of value. Things that we've taken us decades to learn, we're going to summarize it. We're going to have great hands-on training on Saturday. And then we're going to do a speak-off on Sunday for 8 brave souls who want to step out there and give 6-minute talks, get live coaching, and get their talk videotaped. So it's going to be absolutely a great event.
And this is not for those who just want to sit in their seat and watch. I mean, well, I've been to your training. I've been to a full day. I mean, you get people up, you get them clapping, you get them moving, you get them excited about participating, because this is almost like a hands-on science fair working with you guys.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We believe there's no sitting around. Well, we get people in our success seats. You know, we get people up giving pieces of their talks and just a lot of love in the room. So it's a great, we like to call it a safe stage. We create a safe stage for people to get up in front of an audience and get that experience.
Well, yes. I you know, I see you guys. I was about ready to look for my pick and shovel. You got me working so hard.
Yeah, because we really enjoy the safe stages, because it's not a lot of people there. We're going to have a small group there. And that way we can give a lot of personalized training, because we're focused on the end result, number one. Number two, we also know how the new person feels, especially me. Don's going to have me teach a class on glossophobia. Do you know what glossophobia is? You know what a phobia is. Everybody knows what that is. Yes. Glosso means the fear of public speaking. And one time that just scared me to death. And I had to overcome that. And Don says, Jim, I want you to give a class on that and share with people how they can overcome that. And I guarantee you, ladies and gentlemen, I give away that free course as well. But I guarantee you, I can help you get from where you are to where you want to be, because I've been there and I know exactly what it's like.
And it's so important. You said something about that. And I'm going to reiterate, you know, it's like anything. Just start. I mean, don't be afraid. Take those first steps. You know, have that heart and mind of a child when they're taking their first steps. And because it matters, you know, everyone's message matters, you know, every person matters, you know, and Network Together, you know, we're an open community. We allow any age to come into our community, including our youth. And it's clearly, you know, you talked about the male, pale, and stale. Well, in Network Together, you know, we want kids that are 13 or 14 or 15 yes. to come to Network Together so they can be around the entrepreneurs. And so they don't have to wait till they're 40 years old to say, you know, I want to get rid of my corporate digs and I want to do something to make impact for my world around me. And, yes. you know, entrepreneurism can start at 14 or even four. If done properly. And that's our community right there. And another thing that's different that a lot of people don't know about Network Together is each and every chapter is led by a man and a woman.
Yes.
And we do that to keep a very strong and equal flow of energy throughout each and every chapter.
Absolutely. And, you know, I love what you said there about the young entrepreneurs, because all the years that I went to school and college and all that, and I started my own manufacturing business, you know, working big companies from Alcoa to Waste Management, nobody taught me how to be successful in that. It was trial and error. And I'd get up early and work late and work on weekends because, you know, no, I did not have any social network there to help me. And that's why you guys are so valuable there at Network Together. My goodness, because you're all just a community of helping each other.
Well, I some of the greatest ideas happen in the break rooms. Well, when you're an entrepreneur and, you know, you trade the corporate lifestyle and you have no break room anymore and you're in your little prison cell at home, you know, you start to lose touch a little bit. And that's another reason why Network Together, came into existence, is to allow entrepreneurs to have almost that break room, that water cooler time to exchange ideas and passions again.
Oh, yeah. That's very, very critical. And it's very, very evident whenever we first went in there, because the first person we met when we walked in the door was Jackie Sekulow. And we had her on our radio show here recently. And ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to know how to turn one business card into 600 contacts, download that show. The lady is a walking encyclopedia.
Oh, yes.
And the thing that really impressed me and Don was that we walked in there. We're the new guys, and she made us feel like we were just, you know, right at home immediately. And Don, I know you felt the same way.
Yeah, it was just like old home week. You know, I felt like I walked into a class reunion with open arms, and it made us feel right at home. And I think that's just the spirit of that group. And that's why we love going to your events, Robert. And we just couldn't be more excited to meet up with all your great folks next week.
Oh, yeah, we're so excited. You don't notice, but you can ask, you know, my wife, Shawn Jones. She'll let you know I'm so excited about having you guys out here because, you know, I can't say this about everything, but I can say this about you guys. I just can't get enough of that cool stuff.
Well, thank you, sir. We appreciate that. Before we go, would you be kind enough to tell some people again how to get in touch with you at iNetwork Expo, sir? I'd be there.
Yes, it's the information. We have a website. It's inetworkexpo.com. Again, it's like the letter I at networkexpo.com. That's where our website with all our information is. Or you can call us at our company number, which is 602-228-0907. Again, 602-228-0907.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. Appreciate you tuning in. We'll catch you next week.